You may have heard from realtors that kitchens and baths sell a home. Well, what do we do when our kitchen is not quite up to snuff? Maybe it could use some sprucing up, or maybe your kitchen feels small and dark. Let me share 7 things you can do to update your kitchen without spending a fortune. In fact, I'll give you 7 things that cost under $100 each and you can do over a weekend.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Thank you and for listening, and welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and today we're talking about kitchens. Because kitchens are the heart and soul of the home and are one of the things that turn off buyers if they really aren't up to snuff. We spend so much time in the kitchen that a study found that Americans spend over an hour each day in the kitchen, and people have fond memories of their childhood in their kitchen. So it's an important space and one that we want to make feel, well, homey. So what if your kitchen is not the glamorous ones that we see in those magazines, and yet you need to sell your house? Well, there are a few things you can do to improve the look of your kitchen in just a weekend. Some of these things will be very easy to do and cost nothing, while others may require some work. So let's start with the easy ones. The number one, clear off your counters. This is the easiest thing you can do, but seems to be very hard for some people. If you have food, plates, coffee makers, and small appliances on your counters, how can you show off your kitchen? With all these items on the kitchen counters, the room looks cluttered and small. Start by finding a place for all the items you have out on the countertops. You may leave out a few items that you use every day, like the coffee maker, but everything else should be placed in the cabinet, in the pantry, or be tossed in the trash. So take a look. I know a lot of the houses that I've staged, that's the first thing, the counters are cluttered with paperwork, food bags, all sorts of dishes and things like that. Even those dish racks that you see in the side, those should be taken away as well. Okay, so clear off those counters. That's the first thing you can do. All right. Number two, remove all the magnets from the fridge. Another clutter buster here. And this can be easily removed. Just start taking them down. You want the fridge to look nice and clean, and you can't see it when it has magnets all over it or sticky note reminders just to get the milk. In fact, one place I put reminders or calendars are actually on the inside of the cabinet door. I actually have a school calendar posted on the inside of the dish cabinet, so when I open it, I could see it then. I posted the garbage and recycling schedule on the inside of the glassware cabinet. So I can still live in my house and use everything, but it's hiding in plain sight. So if you need reminders, put it on the inside of a cabinet door, not glass cabinet doors, but those wooden cabinet doors. You know what I mean? So you can't see it until you open it up, right? And you know people are going to be looking inside your cabinets. That's fine. That's okay to put those kinds of things in there, whether you have a calendar, whether you have your grocery list, whatever it is, okay? It's a great place to hide it. So remove all those magnets from the fridge, and that's the quickest thing you can do to clean up the space, because that fridge normally is going to convey with the house, right? Unless you know for sure that it's not. Normally it stays with the house. So show it off, okay? Number three, under cabinet lighting. If your main kitchen light is not very bright, consider adding some under cabinet lighting to help brighten up the space. Now, there's different kinds that you can get. There's the ones that you can just attach to the bottom of the cabinet and it's just a plug-in, okay? Those are probably the easiest and the fastest ones that you can put in, because they're just plug into an outlet right then and there, right? There are ones that you can hardwire in, and that requires an electrician and will cost more and time and things like that. But if it's something like a little strip, like an LED strip that you can put under there, something just to, you know, show off the space, make it a little bit brighter in the kitchen, that's an easy way to do and kind of juju up your kitchen a little bit. It's like, ooh, turn those lights on, especially when you have the photographer in there to take pictures of your kitchen, okay? So that's a great way to add some lighting. Maybe you don't get much natural lighting in your kitchen. Maybe you only have like one window in there. Adding that kind of lighting is a great way just to brighten up the space, right? The fourth thing that you can do is either paint a wall, or if you have wallpaper, remove that wallpaper. Yes, and I know a lot of people have thought over the years, if you haven't painted a wall and lived in your house for at least 5-10 years now, and you've painted your kitchen maybe red, red is a really difficult color to photograph. Despite using, you'll see red in like Italian restaurants and things like that, right? Your home kitchen should not be painted red. It actually makes the room feel smaller and dark. Same thing with the dining room. The dining room should not be red. Eating places should not be red. Even though you've heard the whole psychology of, well, red entices the flavor, makes you feel hungry, things like that. It's not a good color to use. I recently had a client who painted his walls in the hallway and partially into the dining area. Kind of a red, but it wasn't red. It was an off red magenta kind of color. And he personally loved it. And that's great. He can have that color in his new house. But when you're selling your old house, that red color really needs to go. Like I said, it's a difficult color to photograph. It's not going to stand out right. You don't want that color to stand out. You don't want a wall color to stand out. You want it to kind of blend in with the surroundings and show off the space, like the kitchen. The kitchen should be shown off with the layout, the lighting, the appliances in there, okay? That's what you want to show off, not the wall color or the wallpaper, okay? Maybe you have a old wallpaper along the, you know, top border or something like that, or a whole wall that's like a feature wall type of thing. The Tuscan vibe is not a thing anymore. It's a trend and that really needs to go. So if you have something like that on your walls, now's the time to start removing it, get rid of it, and get your house ready to sell. Pardon the interruption. One quick thing. If you are moving soon and you're listening to this podcast because you want to get tips on how to get your house sold faster and need something to help you stay organized before, during, and after the move, check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It has 14 spreadsheets in Google Sheets that you can edit and print. I have checklists to remind you to pick up records, what to do with utilities, household items, pre-packing, packing the car, and so much more. Plus, I even have checklists to move a small business with you and all those ankle biter tasks you need to do for your small business, and checklists for an international move. So check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It's on my Etsy shop. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this is not just for military moves. Anyone can benefit from these moving checklists to stay organized. Like I said, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Okay, what else can you do for your kitchen? All right, with number 5, new doorknobs may be something that you can use for on your kitchen cabinets. Maybe they're older. Maybe there are no doorknobs. Okay, I've had one kitchens that like that where you kind of pull from underneath. That didn't have doorknobs, but maybe you want to just have, it's like jewelry basically on your kitchen cabinets. Think of it that way, like accessorizing, right? So you can add new doorknobs because maybe you can't afford to paint or replace the kitchen cabinets, but new door handles are possible to help update the space. So take a look. You can go to your local hardware store or big box stores. They have so many different kinds, whether it's like a handle or just a knob. You know, some require have two holes. Some have just one hole. So take a look and see what you have on your current kitchen cabinets. You may be able to fit something new there. Just by updating the hardware on your cabinets is sometimes just enough to kind of go, oh, that looks really nice. You know, maybe they've been, you know, old and they've been kind of covered with, you know, fingerprints and just age and things like that, that the doorknobs just don't look great anymore. Replacing those would be something that you could update the wow factor in your home. And think about it as also what color to use. Maybe you have chrome finishes or you have aged bronze finishes. Take a look at the colors that you have in there to help figure out which style doorknobs or color doorknobs you would use. Okay, so updating your doorknobs could be a little more
budget-friendly than painting the kitchen cabinets, which take a lot more effort. Oh my gosh, I haven't tried that myself. I know of people who have. That's a separate bonus tip if you need to if you have a smaller kitchen and just updating them from maybe like a dark brown to like a nice white, okay? Number six, replace an old light over the table. Maybe you have either a counter, you know, what's a peninsula, or maybe it's over the kitchen island, or even if you have an eat-in kitchen area, maybe they have a light over there. Take a look at the light fixtures in the kitchen if they're hanging down. I had one client who had a really nice Tiffany style lighting, but that's old fashioned. So update it with a new pendant light that can hang over the table. Find a chandelier that isn't larger than the table underneath it or the space. Maybe it's a smaller one, right? So think about the size. You don't want to put, you know, a big, huge, wide, you know, 3 foot wide chandelier over a small space that could really only fit like, you know, a 2 foot round table. You know, so you don't want the light fixture to be bigger than where the table should be, okay? And there are many different styles to choose from, such as metal or wood. Just consider the style of your home that you have to match the lighting. So, for example, you would not put like a wagon wheel light in a contemporary home, okay? So keep to the style of the home and you can't go wrong. So there's lots of different choices, lots of different ideas. You can find them in the hardware store, big box stores, online even. Wayfair is a great place to look. Just check the measurements. Make sure that however long the pendant's going to be, that it's long enough from where your ceiling is. Because if you have like maybe a, you know, a high ceiling in your kitchen or something, make sure the chain is long enough to, you know, to hang over the table, right? So replacing a light over the table is a great way to help update the space as well, okay? And then the last thing I have for you is replacing a kitchen faucet. And maybe you've noticed that your kitchen faucet is getting old, or maybe it leaks. Now is the time to replace it, and a new kitchen faucet can be replaced that same day. Just make sure to note whether it has one hole or three holes and how wide they are. Because I didn't think about this until I was like, wait, what? It's just a faucet. What do you mean one hole, three holes? Yeah. Whether it's the kind that you just push up with your, you know, hand, or the kind that you twist, because it has hot and cold on one, you know, hot on one side, cold on the other. That's the three hole one. And then you got to figure out, well, are they 4 inches apart or are they 8 inches apart? Because that's the standard. So take a look at that. Again, consider the style of the home when choosing a new faucet, and try to keep the same color as the other handles around the kitchen. So maybe you have chrome handles on the cabinets and you find a faucet with a chrome or a brushed nickel finish. That's perfectly fine. If you have dark handles, then find a faucet with a dark finish like oil rub bronze. There are trends that you can follow, but be aware that trends come and go. And I found an article with 10 kitchen faucet trends that you can read about, and I'll leave a link in the show notes below so you can take a look. Maybe you need something to inspire you before you go into a store and kind of go, oh, that's what I really like to see, okay? So those are some 7 kitchen updates you can do over a weekend to help sell your home and cost under $100 each. Start with the 3 free things, like decluttering your countertops and removing those magnets. That's the easiest thing you can do just to show off the space, all right? Even if you have a large kitchen, you're like, well, I have all this countertop space. Yes, you still don't want to have anything on there. You can have, you know, the little things like I said, that you use daily on a daily basis, like a coffee maker or something like that. Or even a vase with like wooden spoons, you know, those carafe type things that you can have right next to the stove. But otherwise, there shouldn't be things like all of your cutting boards or all the pots and pans, you know, those types of things cluttering up the kitchen counter. You want to show those off. You want to show off, is it granite countertop? Is it, you know, what kind of different kind of stone? You want to show off the space, and you want to show off how much room you really do have to prepare and, you know, actually cook in your kitchen. Okay. So start with the free things, like I said, then work on the lighting and painting walls if you need it. Then think about replacing the doorknobs, old light fixtures, and faucets. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later.